I speak with Guy Ross from the Florida case. The Florida case since many years at the ITB. What is new at the Florida case? You have new events. I think Florida Keys is a very important gay destination.
It is. We're the oldest LGBT marketing destination organization in North America. We've been doing this since the very early 80s, but we're always looking to do things differently. We are focused right now on increasing our lesbian travelers and visitors to the island. We have lots of young professionals who are coming onto the island, and we're very proud of the fact that our destination really resonates with the European market. We're a small island, we're not a car culture, so you can walk or bicycle anywhere on the island, and that really seems to please our European travelers quite a lot.
Which clientele comes to Key West? More younger gays, more older gays, or all ages?
You know, we do really well with the older demographic, say 45 and up. So we're currently nurturing our next generation of visitors, early 30s, early 40s. We're a relatively expensive destination. It's a little difficult to get to, where we don't have lots of discount carriers coming onto the island, even though we do have a wonderful airport with lots of direct service from Atlanta, Charlotte. During season, we have direct flights from New York, LaGuardia, Washington National. So we're targeting right now early 30s, young 40s professionals who are looking to get away and chill and come out of a car culture and go to a nice, historic, authentic destination where they can just bicycle, walk around. And of course, for the Keys, it's all about the water. Getting out on the water is what we do best. We have the cleanest, clearest water in North America.
And which events do you offer for gay and lesbian? I think you have a big gay pride.
We do. It's in June. It's very popular. It's sweet. We have a wonderful parade. It's not the largest gay pride in Florida, but it's certainly one of the oldest and very authentic. It goes right down the main street of the island, which is Duval Street.
And other events during the year?
Yeah, we have Tropical Heat for the boys in August. We have Women Fest the first week of September. We have Gay Spring Break. We have a holiday event for LGBT visitors. So we're a year-round destination. We have events all year long. And, of course, we also have Fantasy Fest, New Year's Eve, which is quite famous for everyone. So
the best time to travel to Key West?
You know, we always get that question. We're now a year-round destination, so our answer is usually, if you're interested in getting out on the water, in diving and exploring our beautiful living reef, we say come in the summer, because the sand has slowly gone down to the bottom, and the water, you can see all the way to the bottom of the ocean. You can see the fish swimming. If you want to get out of the winter chill, come during the winter. Of course, we have spectacular weather. We're closer to Cuba than we are to Miami, so we say the winter is beautiful. My favorite month, believe it or not, is May. It's the most perfect time to be there. It's rarely very hot during the day, and it's beautiful at night.
So most tourists come from America, or from which destinations people come and visit the Keys?
Yeah, you know, we've always had a strong European presence. So especially in the summer, our German boys really love to come and get out on the water. But yeah, I would say year-long, the bulk of our LGBT visitors are from the Northeast U.S., although we found it quite remarkable that more and more we're finding tourists from Asia. And believe it or not, mainland China has started to increase on the island. We've been quite interested in seeing an increase in our LGBT visitors from mainland China. So we're looking to grow that market segment as well.
From China, more younger or more older people?
Younger, definitely younger. We're finding that graduate students who have been studying in the United States come during spring break, and then after they graduate, they go home. They come back with family, because we're sort of an exotic destination for them. It's an authentic destination. It's a historic destination. So they're bringing their families when they come back. And we've found that at least with the middle class, the burgeoning middle class in mainland China, travel is a status symbol. It's they like to travel quite a lot, and they're coming to Key West. And so we're ramping up our efforts to nurture that part of the market as well.
When I will get more information about Key West, where I can get it?
Go to www.fla-keys.com, FloridaKeys.com. All of the answers are there.
Then thank you very much for the interview and have a successful ITB.
Thank you so much.